92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, my Father. Thank you once again, Father. What an awesome honor and a privilege, Father, that every Saturday at this hour, Father, you call a people together, Father, to listen to this broadcast, my Father. And I count it an honor and a privilege, my Father, that you would allow us this precious, precious, precious honor and privilege, Father, to come in fellowship with you, Lord God. Come, Lord, and just commune with you. Talk to you, to hear from you, Father. So, Lord, as you summon us in this hour into your very presence, my Father, we want to say thank you. And we want to give you the highest praise, Father. We want to give you the highest praise, Father. How great you are, Father. You're an awesome God. You're a mighty God. None like you, Father, in all the earth. No, not in one, Father. Not in all the earth, my Father. And, Lord, we want to say thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. And most of all, my Father, we just want to say thank you for loving us so. For you love us so, my Father. You love us so, Father. We can't even fathom the depths of your love, Father, for us. You love us so. And for that, Father, we say thank you. So now, Father, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand and under the anointing of your Holy Spirit, my Father, and that we give him, you, Jesus, free reign over this time and fellowship with you, Lord. Now, here's our cup, Lord. Fill it up and make us whole. Feed us, my Father, for your glory and your honor. And isn't always we careful to give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. Amen. Amen. Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God. Glory to your name. Listen, I thank God for y'all. You know, I thank God for every last one of y'all who are under the sound of my voice right now, you know, that have joined with me in coming into the presence of our Father God in heaven. And just allowing him to feed us. You know, like I always say on his radio broadcast, you know, this is like a family gathering. You know, it's like God gathering his family. I always want to remind you of that, you know, so that you don't miss the purpose to it. If you tune into this radio broadcast, there's a purpose. And one thing I don't ever want men listeners to come to not have the understanding of that, hey, listen, you know, there's a reason if you listen to this broadcast. And that reason is this, man. You've been summoned into the presence of the Most High God. In fact, it's an imitation, actually. You know, an imitation, we find it in our Bible in Hebrews chapter 4. I think it's verse 16. It's a come boldly to the throne of God's grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. That's God talking to us. What do you say? Come boldly. Listen how you say it. You say, come boldly. Come with your chest stuck out. Come in, you know. Hallelujah. Boy, come, man. Come in the beauty of righteousness and in the beauty of holiness. Come like, man, you know. Listen. Come like you ain't never seen. Come bold. I'm talking about, man, come without any sense of guilt or condemnation. That's the invitation that God gives to every man, every woman, and every boy, and every girl. Well, come bold. Everything that separated us from him, he said, listen, I took care of all of that myself. They got to worry about trying to do this and do that and do this and do that to get right. You know, they're going to do this and do that and do this and do that to obtain all the things that I have for you. But as far as you coming into my presence, man, listen, you come bold. Why? Because I got you, said too long. You mine. There we are. We his children. We his kids. We belong to him. He's our source and our sustainer. Isn't that what Father means? Father, he's the source of our life, and he's responsible for our life. He sustains our life. And that's why they say he's Jireh. He provides, man. He will, because he got to remain true to who he is and his character and his nature. Boy, he take care of his children. Even if it don't seem like a boy, he take care of his children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Boy, I'm going to say that again, man. Let me tell you something. He ain't no deadbeat dad. He take care of his shit. Yes, he does. Somebody say, won't he do it, man? Let me tell you something. Yeah, he'll do it, but I'm going to tell you something, man. Not only won't he do it, yes, he did it. It's already done. That's why you say, come bold. Well, I got you, said the Lord. You're the apple of my eye. You created in my image and in my likeness. I made you. I formed you. I knew you even before you was formed in your mama's womb. See, boy, our Father in heaven, I knew you. I chose you, said the Lord, even before the foundation of the world. And this is what I chose, said the Lord. I chose that you should be holy. What, Lord? Even before the foundation of the world, before it was the it or there, when or where, before that was anything, I already, man, chose you and me before the foundation of the world. What you chose, man, concerning me, that you should be just like me, holy. And watch this, and without blame. That's why I say you can come bold as though you hadn't done nothing. Why? Because, boy, listen, the blood of Jesus Christ, man, we just said and had a cliche of it, you know, washing the blood of the Lamb. You didn't tell you something, that's more than just saying washing the blood of the Lamb. Boy, you got to come to the knowledge that you really are washed in the blood of the Lamb. You really are washed white as snow. All your sins are, man, cast into the sea of forgiveness. He remember them no more. You really are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You really are holy. You really are just like. Holy God. And boy, when you come to the knowledge of that, man, then you can come boldly in. And see, when you come boldly, it's about what you say, come into the throne of God, come boldly into the throne of God and obtain. Watch this here. He didn't say just come boldly, but when you come boldly, then, boy, you can obtain. You can get in. But if you come, man, begging, please, Jesus. Please, Jesus. No, that's not boldly. That's cowardly. You know, that's a hoping and a praying. I'm talking about, man, coming boldly and making a demand on your rights. What kind of rights you talking about I have, Arthur? I'm talking about a right as the child of God, a right to the heir of the throne of God. A right, man, to the inheritance, man, of Almighty God, boy. A right. Rights. How I got all them rights, man, you know, because God put you in right standings with him. The Bible say he who knew no sin, talking about Jesus, God took our sins and placed it upon Jesus. and took, boy, Jesus' righteousness and placed it upon us. Well, when Jesus Christ died upon that cross, an exchange took place. He took all our sins. You know, you say that and everything else, but I'm talking about men understanding that, and they're getting past our intellect and our five senses reasoning and getting down into our very spirit so that we can walk into reality of it. I told you, boy, there's a season that's going on. And the season that's going on now, boy, God is enlightening the eyes of his people's understanding. Boy, I'm talking about we coming to the knowledge of who we really are in Christ Jesus, man. And, boy, there's a rise that's taking place. We're on the brink of a global explosion of the gospel, boy, of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. What you saying, Arthur, man? Let me tell you something. It might sound like little nine. Some people, they might say, man, every heresy or that's a cult or that's this or that's that. But let me tell you something, boy. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end going to come. What the gospel of the kingdom, man, that you can come boldly to the kingdom, to the throne of God's grace and obtain and get what? Obtain mercy. Hallelujah. Come get what? Get mercy. Get mercy. But then I'm talking about, boy, I'm talking about, give me and get mercy. Boy, come get God's loving arm, man, wrapped around you, man, even though you still in your sins. Even though you still, man, you know, in your me and I. Come get his arms wrapped around you, man, and let him soothe you and transform you, not entertain you. Do good rituals and ceremonies and everything else like that. That's good too, but I ain't talking about this entertaining you. I'm talking about transforming us. Transforming us into what, Arthur? Into his very image and likeness. What's his image and likeness? I told you he decided before the foundation of the world that we should be holy. What's holy? Just like him. That's pure in integrity. And listen, that's what we becoming. Even if you don't understand it, even if you don't know it, boy, that's what's becoming. It's already done, man. And God is working it all out in his own time. And in his own way, in his own way of doing things. That's what the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God is what God is doing and his way of doing it. In his time and in everything else. And when you get in on that and come to the knowledge of that, what God is doing, that's what we're doing. And that's what my church is doing. And that's what my denomination is doing. And that's what my religion is doing. But what God is doing and come to the knowledge of that and get in on that, then boy, we can start experiencing the kingdom of heaven in our lives here on earth. We in Arthur right now. I'm not talking about the millennial kingdom. That's to come, you know. I'm talking about, boy, that kingdom that's on the inside of us. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about, come and obtain. Come get. Come get what? Come get your inheritance. Come get me your identity back. Come get me your... Glory to God. Come get your purpose back. Come get your dominion back. Come get your righteousness back. Come get your sovereignty back. Come get your royal power back. Come get your true destination back. Come get, man, your true source back. Come back to the top. That's what repent means. Come back to the top way, man, of living. I ain't talking about the top way of living in this natural world. I'm talking about the top way of living, man, the way God created us to live. Come get that back. That's why you say, come obtain what? Come get, man. I'm not talking about all the greatest thing that we could obtain in this natural man right here and all the gold and treasures and everything. I'm talking about, no, I ain't talking about that, man. I'm talking about far, way more than all that. What good it is to gain the whole world and die and go to hell forever and ever and ever when you can gain the whole world, man, and live forever and ever and ever in the kingdom of heaven forever and ever and ever. Glory to God. Well, boy, come do what? Come boldly into his presence and obtain. Come get what? Come get all your stuff that you lost in Adam. Come get all that back. Come get your power back. Power over what? Over people? No, power over your circumstance, situation, and symptom. Power over your life. Like we say when we come on here, do you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your destiny, your future, and your destiny? You choose. That power is on the inside of you. Either you choose life or you choose death. You choose blessing or you choose curse. You choose. You possess that ability, man, to choose your. You have that on the inside of you. Come get that back. What? Your sovereignty. What does that come from? Two words. Sovereign reign. What reign means? To rule. To manage, to control, to have authority and power and influence. Oh. What sovereign mean? Complete. What sovereignty? Complete rule. Over what? Over all our circumstances, situations, symptoms, and everything else that confronts us in this earth. Here we go, I say, man, listen, man, you can come in entertainment and have a good church, man, but listen, don't just stop there, man. Listen, come through that. But don't just stop there, man. Come all the way, man, past the holy place, all the way into the holies of holies, glory to God, all the way into my presence, and give me everything that you have need of that pertains to the God kind of life, man, that pertains to life and godly living. Life and godly. They say, come obtain what? Grace and mercy, life and godliness. Come learn, man, how to live, man. You know, how would you like, boy, to live the way Jesus lived on it when he was on his way? And how would you like to do, man, not only worse that Jesus did, but greater worse than he did? Somebody say, yeah, but that was the Son of God. Who you think you are? Hallelujah. Who you think you are? You the Son of God too. He's the firstborn among many brethren. Yeah, but he's the king. Who you think you are? You the king too. If you're in a male body and if you're in a female body, you're a queen. This ain't they just rulers over their domain, over their lives, over their circumstances, over their situation, over their symptoms. And boy, what God is saying, man, come get your stuff back, man. Why? Because I have provided the way, man. I made the way. The Bible says, unless the Lord build a house, your labor's in vain. And that's talking about all we can do for God. You know, that's all. Listen, that was in the past season in the history of mankind. That was in times past. Boy, in this time right here that you live in this season right here that we live in, that, boy, I'm talking about what we celebrated, man, a few weeks ago, man. But we didn't really celebrate the season. We celebrated, man, the birth of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That was no celebration of the season. That was just a celebration of a day, December 23rd, 25th, what we call the birth of Christ. And we call it the reason for the season. No, that was no celebration was the reason for what it was. What it was is the birth of Jesus Christ. But why it was, you celebrate that because you don't know what people, man, the devil done blinded our eyes and hardened our hearts that sin we see not and hearing we hear not, man, to this glorious gospel of the kingdom, man, has been hidden from generation to generation. But now, glory to God, in these days, in this time, in this season, it's being made known, glory. And boy, they got God raising up, boy, men and women like me and other men and women around the earth, man, might be seemingly small, little bitty mustard seed, glory to God. But boy, it's being planted, and it's being watered, and it's being sown, and boy, that's all our assignment is, boy. That's all my assignment is, to come on this radio broadcast. God said, go bring my people into my presence. I know God told me a long time ago, man, 40-some years ago, he said, you my little Joshua. I didn't know what he was talking about, who Joshua was and everything. I knew it was in the Bible character, but what they purpose was and what they did and who they were, boy, I didn't know nothing about all that. But he told me a long time ago, you my little Joshua. And boy, I couldn't realize who Joshua was. Listen, Moses got God people out of Egypt and got them saved. But boy, it was Joshua who led them into their inheritance, into the promised land. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Where was Joshua, boy who led him? Moses brought him across the Red Sea. Joshua took him across the Jordan River. You know, the waters did the same thing. They went across the, just like they went across the Red Sea on dry land with Moses, they went across the Jordan River on dry land too. Into the inheritance. Into the promised land. That was a type and shadow, man, of God's people, boy, coming out of the wilderness, boy, on into the kingdom of God. Coming on into, boy, to the knowledge of who they really are. Where they really come from. Why we really here. What we really can do. And where we really going to end up in. And boy, we come into the knowledge of that, boy, I'm talking about there's a boldness that's coming up on the inside of God's people in this generation, in this season. Because of us coming to the knowledge of that, man, that boy, listen, here, we just men and me of women, we are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. We are the righteousness of God, boy, created in Christ Jesus. We the head and not the tail. Baby. We above and not beneath. We blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Everything we put our hand to, blessed, boy, we decree, we declare. And whatever we decree and declare, boy, so shall it be, man. We cast out devils, man, and bring healing and deliverance and provision, man, to all those who have need of us. The work that he did, we do also. Hey, listen, boy. Glory to God. What I'm talking about? I'm talking about not just coming obtain. Come and get, man. Come and get, boy, our stuff back that we lost. All our inheritance. All that God blessed us with, boy, in that first season that he created with mankind, what we call the dispensation of innocence that I tell you all about in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. And, Lord, that what was going on in there, in that kind of relationship, and that kind of life, unbroken fellowship, listen, Adam, man, didn't have no sense of guilt or condemnation or none of that before they ate out the tree of God. Boy, he was coming boldly, man, to the throne of God's grace. It wasn't until, boy, he had transgressed God's law until he went and hid. And all of us, after that, man, began to do the same thing, run and hide, too. Why? Because our sins separated us from him. But like I told you, because of this season right here that you and I live in, and this season ain't just started, man, on December 25th, well, a few weeks ago. This season started 2,000 years ago. Whatever the day was that Jesus Christ was born, boy, he come in and he did something, and he bought a season. He bought, boy, an age in a time in the history of mankind, where God began to deal with mankind, man, according to his grace and mercy. What's that, boy? I'm talking about a grace and mercy called favor. I'm talking about God favoring us. Even when others don't, God's favoring us. Even when men, others look at our shortcomings, our faults and mistakes, man, and condemn us and everything else, boy, and miss all that, God favors us. God favors us. And see, boy, the devil don't ever want you to know that. That's why God said, man, come past the, listen, oh, Lord, what love, listen, the Lord told me, you hear me say this all the time. God told us, I always tell y'all this all the time, you hear me say this a lot on this broadcast, you know. Boy, God desires for us to come past the gates of thanksgiving, past the course of praise, past the church service, the holy place, past the sanctuary, past the rituals, the ceremony, and everything else, all the way behind the veil into his very presence. This man, the Holy Spirit, man, you know, was telling me something that I was listening to one of the broadcasters, and they were saying that, and I want to clarify something, you know, sometimes you got to put a little water on the seed, you know. Well, I say come past the gates of thanksgiving and past the course of praise and past the holy place all the way into the presence of the Lord, I don't mean bypass. See, that kind of, God said you got to make that plain to my people, you know. I don't mean bypass. I mean pass through. Listen, I don't mean go around and go no other way. I mean go through. In other words, man, don't just stop at the gates, man, but come on through the gates, man, and go on through into the course of praise. And don't just stop at the course of praise, but go on through the Hollywood West, into the holy place, into the sanctuary, into our fellowship together, into our church area. But don't just stop there. Go through. Don't bypass. Go through. Where? All the way into the presence of the Most High God. That's the tabernacle. That's the purpose for it. That's the protocol, you know. Hallelujah. Into his gates with thanksgiving, unto his courts with praise, and to his holy place, man. Now in this season, see, back then, that's all, that's where they could go. Through the gates of praise, through the gates of thanksgiving, through the courts of praise, all the way into the holy place. That's where that priest would go. And then, man, you know, once a year, only one time, only one person, the high priest, could go behind the thing. That's how God was dealing with those people in that time, in that season. Listen, and that's how he was dealing with those people in that time, in that season. He called it a dispensation of law. But in other words, he called it the period in the time in the history of mankind when God was dealing with mankind, man, according to a particular responsibility. What was that, boy? An administrative authority that he had assigned them under. And God was dealing with Moses, them, and all the children of Israel, man, from the time Moses delivered them, man, all the way up until the coming of Jesus Christ, man. That's how he was dealing with them in that time, according to the law and the prophets. But boy, something happened, man, you know. Hallelujah. Boy, that promise that God had promised, man, that devil way back in Genesis chapter 3 that we talked about a little bit, that the seed of the woman, man, was going to come and bruise his head, and that promise, man, the first announcement of the birth of a man-child, the seed of a woman. Hallelujah. From Moses all the way up until, boy, the coming of that seed, man, they was under the appearing time when God was dealing with them according to the law and the prophets. That was in that season. That was in that appointed time. You're no longer in that season and in that appointed time. You're no longer under the law no more. Now, listen, the same way it goes. I don't say you bypass the law. I'm just saying, boy, that that's not your means, man, of obtaining grace and mercy no more. Hallelujah. That's how they had to obtain grace and mercy, boy, in time past. And they broke the law. That's why they had to have the atonement. But once a year, the high priest had to go behind them there into the presence of the Lord to make the sacrifice for the sins of the nation for that whole year. Because they was all breaking the law. But that's how God was dealing with them in that time. That was in that day. That was in that season. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, you know, it says in times past and in various ways God spoke to us through the prophets. But in this day, hallelujah. But he said in times past, in different times and in different seasons and in different man appointed times in the history of mankind down through time, God spoke to man in different ways in different times in different ways. But in this time, in this day and time, he's speaking to us through his son. Boy, then he told boy, them disciples, say, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. The other place in the Bible say, you have heard that he has been said. And they start quoting the prophet. But Jesus say, but I say unto you. Another place they say, boy, from Moses to John the Baptist, the law and the prophets have been preached. But in this day, boy, this gospel of the kingdom is being preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Hallelujah. Well, boy, in time past, God spoke to us through the prophet. But in this day and time, boy, he's dealing with you in a whole different way. That's why I told you, boy, he cleansed you up. He did this. This is what he's doing. All the other things, what they were doing, man, to obtain, man, you know that. That was religion and everything else, but boy, you ain't living in that day, in that period of time then. You're not living like that. You're not living, man, when God was in the time when Adam and Eve was on the earth. You're not living in a time when Noah was on the earth. You're not living in a time when Abraham was on the earth. You're not living in a time when Moses was on the earth. And in all those different times, man, God was dealing with people in different ways, giving them a particular responsibility. And all those times had a beginning and an end. It started off good and it ended up bad. All of them. Even the dispensation of the innocent. It started off good, boy, it ended up bad. Adam and Eve disobeying God. Same thing, man, with the dispensation of conscience. It started off good, man, and ended up, man, with man conscious, man, began to be so seared and messed up, man, and sin consciousness, man, until everything was all evil. And God wiped them off the face of the earth. That ended. That time. And then Moses, and then here comes, that's when Noah time came. And God started dealing with Noah in a particular way. And Noah, man, was, in his time, boy, God was establishing a human government. That was governing themselves then. That was, boy, that when that law was instituted then, boy, listen, boy, if somebody takes somebody's life, then their life must be required. That's capital punishment. God began to establish, man, human government on the earth. They could no longer be governed by their conscience no more because it was sin conscious. So you got to say, I got to try to govern that now. So they began to set up human government. Boy, let me tell you something. And they set it up. But that got so bad that, man, well, anyway, let me get back to what God was telling me about those different things. In all those different times, and God would deal with mankind, he was dealing with a man in different ways. In the time that you and I live in, 2024, he's not dealing with us the way he dealt with all those people in those days and times. Listen, all of the Bible is written to us, but all of the Bible is not written for us. I just plant that seed right now. They're going to require some water on that and some nourishing on that. But I'm going to say it again. All of the Bible is written to us. A lot of things were written for our learning. That through faith and patience, man, we might inherit, man, the promise. What's the promise? God, boy, when Adam and Eve, man, fell from that original dispensation that he set up, innocent, God promised him something. He said, well, I ain't never going to leave you. I ain't never going to forsake you. I promise you something, boy. I'm coming myself. I'm coming to get you. I told you he our source and our sustainer. That's what Father is. He's responsible, boy, for our lives. And when that devil came in and did what he did, man, and got God, people separated from him, you think, man, you think God going to just let that go? No, baby. Jesus Christ came, man, almost 4,000 years later, man, and stripped Satan of all his authority and power and running him power in front of all his demon cohorts, took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from him, man, and didn't, man, tell you and I, man, this is here. It belongs to you. I give you power over death now. I give you power over the grave now. I give you power over all the power of your enemy now. All your power, all your sovereignty, all your dominion that you lost in Adam, man, here I come, got that back for you. That belongs to you. You think God's going to let that devil take your stuff, man, and just get away with it? No, let me tell you something. All the suffering that we've been passed through because of what he took from us, all the suffering that mankind has gone through, man, in time past all the way up until now, man, let me tell you something. Ain't worthy to be compared, boy, with boy, you coming to the knowledge that all your stuff has been restored back to you, and you started, man, from that point on, man, boy, growing in the knowledge of that and becoming, then, becoming, man, who you really are. More than just a mere man or a mere woman, but a mighty man and a mighty woman, glory to God, or a son and a daughter of the Most High God. Not just a member of a church, man, you know, but boy, I'm talking about a citizen of a kingdom, glory to God. What kingdom that is? The kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of God. Glory to God. Not just, man, you know, a choir member or usher or pastor or prophet or pope or all the time. Not only that, man, but a king and a queen. An ambassador, a representative, man, of that country, of that kingdom. An ambassador of that kingdom. Hallelujah. Not just an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, church, and all that, and everything. That's all good and everything, but I'm talking about, boy, cutting it back to the top. I told you, boy, to your original state. who you really are. That's why, God, I want you to come past the gates. And when I say pass through, let me, I'm going to have to help me to start saying it a little in a different way. Not come past the gates, but pass through the gates of thanksgiving. Pass through the course of praise. Pass through the holy place. All the way, man, behind the veil, man, into his very presence. Boy, the way that's been made, I told you. In a season where you can come boldly without any sense of guilt and condemnation, boy, that's the time and period that God is dealing with you in now. His grace and his mercy. And you know what the Bible says about his grace and his mercy? It endures forever. Holy God. I say it again, you know, it endures forever, man. What are you saying, Doug? All God is saying, Doug, man, listen, man, when you come in, pay. When you come past all of that, or come through all of those things, man, all the way into his presence, man, boy, then you grow up in the knowledge of God and the wisdom of God and the power of God and the ability of God, and we just do what? We start becoming who we already are. What I say, boy, who we already are. The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Holy and without blame. Covered in his love. And listen, boy, the more you hear that, boy, the more you got faith in that, no way, hell, boy, then you start walking in there. You start operating in there. What are you talking about, Arthur? I'm telling you, man, the gospel of the kingdom. This is the gospel. This was going on in the kingdom. What that man? What's the gospel of the kingdom? That, boy, that dispensation of medicine, that time and period when God was dealing with mankind in the beginning, before the fall. Boy, that's the season that you and I live in right now, the restoration of that season. The restoration of that season, David. Because, boy, I pray, Holocaust on my side. Boy, that you, the church that you're here, boy, what God wants you to know, boy, that you can know the season that you live in. So that you can know the time and how God is dealing with mankind, boy, in the season that you live in. So that you might know what you ought to do. In other words, that you might know how to live your life in this season of grace. See, it's called a season of grace. I ain't got myself to cover up your sins so that you can keep on sinning, man, and everything all right because God's grace. Man, listen, that's religious. That's religious terminology of grace, man. That ain't the kingdom terminology of grace, man. Grace don't cover up nobody's sin. Man, listen, it's the blood of Jesus Christ that covers up our sins, man. It's the grace of God, man, that gives me the ability, man, to get up, man, and keep on pressing on toward the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. It's the grace that gives me the ability to walk out of sin, glory, man, into the beauty of holiness, man. It's the grace of God that gives us the ability, man, to keep on becoming, man, who we already are in spite of our weakness and inability and infirmities, man, that he's easily touch with who? I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us the ability, boy, to get up, man, and keep on keeping on until we reach the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. What is that, boy? To be who God say we are. Who God say we are? Just like him. Created in his image and created in his likeness. And boy, what that is, man, as we come to the knowledge of that, and if that gospel is being preached, man, you know, in all the world, and listen, faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Can you imagine, man, if this all God people been hearing, man, for the last 2,000 years, because that's what Jesus Christ was preaching. Like I told you, we've been preoccupied with the means to the season. What's the means to the season? That's the birth of Jesus Christ. That's the means to the season. That ain't the reason for the season. That's the means to the season. What's the season, boy? The restoration, man, of the dispensation of innocence back to the earth, man. The restoration of God's kingdom, man. God's original plan and desire and intent, man, that he had for mankind. What God would and how it started off from the beginning, the restoration of that. Listen, the redeeming work is what, man, the church has preached. What, boy, how Jesus died up on the cross for our sin, how he was born, how he, what the miracle that he did, how he died up on the cross, and how he rose from the grave, man. Oh, that's a means, man, to an end. What? The restoration, man, of that original period in time that God was dealing with mankind and his original intent. What was that? Well, he placed him in the Garden of Eden, man, on a spot on the earth that was just like heaven, and told a man to subdue the earth, to take care of the earth, the earth is yours, make the whole earth just like this. So that, boy, my glory can be, so that the earth could be filled with the glory of God. So it might be on earth just like it is in heaven. Because that's always been God's original design and intent for our lives here on his earth. And, boy, if it was from the beginning, it is now, it will continue to be. And guess what, boy, he spoke then. And when he spoke then, it don't matter what, it don't matter what, nothing else happened after that, what nobody else said after that, boy, he cannot alter the word that has gone forth out of his mouth. And his word ain't going to return to him, boy. That's why I come on this video broadcast this. I told you, man, I ain't just because you say you're a pastor, you're a bishop, you didn't know. I'm just an ambassador of Christ, man. I don't represent no denomination. I don't represent no church. I don't represent, man, my ministry. When I'm on this radio broadcast right here, man, I'm an ambassador of Christ. I can only say, boy, what I hear my father say. I ain't going to give you nothing but the word. I might not give you it to in chapter and verse, but everything that you hear me say on this radio broadcast, baby, is I humble myself under the mighty hand of the Most High God, boy. And I did, boy, listen, I prayed for something a long time ago, man. You know, especially here lately, man. I prayed for three things, man. I prayed, man, for wisdom. That's what I prayed. I prayed for favor. And boy, I prayed for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So that when I stand before God, people, it is always right here, my boy. Hey, I ain't talking about no pastor, father, man, that boy. I'm an ambassador of Christ. I'm an ambassador of the kingdom. What you represent, Arthur? I don't represent no denomination, man, or any denomination, non-denomination. I don't represent the Buddhist, the Methodist, the Christian. I don't represent none of that, man. Hallelujah. Not the religious part of it. Let me just back up a little bit. When I say I don't represent the Christian, I don't represent the Christian religion. I've ever been, boy, I'm talking about, boy, and that don't mean that, man, you know, those who are in religion are not Christians. They just don't know. That's why God say my people are being destroyed. Destroyed what, man? Destroyed, man, from walking into the reality of who they really are because of a lack of knowledge. That's why I say, when I come on here, man, it's just meant to impart unto you information and knowledge. And in order for us to get to our God-given destination, like I say in our invitation, in our introduction, man, it depends on the quality of knowledge that we have. Because listen, we are sum total of the choices and decisions that we make every day. And in order for us to make the right choices and the right decisions, they're going to lead us to our God-given purpose and destiny, depending on the quality of knowledge that you have, the quality of the knowledge. So that you can, man, continue to go on, and knowledge is increasing. And listen, all that we know is all that we've learned. And all that we've learned is not nearly all there is to know. So that's a continual going on, growing in the knowledge of God and in the will of God for our lives. I tell you why I ain't seen, I ears ain't heard. That's what we even hear now, get a drop in the bucket compared to all that news. I hope that I can make it plain and simple to you, man, that you would desire, boy, that you would desire, man, to be able to come boldly to the presence of your Father in heaven, man. And, man, I'm talking about, man, obtain everything that you have need of and set you back on course to God's destiny for your life. And that you grow in the knowledge of his will for your life with all wisdom and spiritual understanding so that you can know what is the hope of his calling, so that you can know why you call, so that you can know why you have a relationship with you, so that you can know what your relationship is, so that you can know who you are and who he is and the power that's in his resurrection, so that you might know that. And that's life eternal, that we might know the true God and Jesus Christ who he sent and the power that's in his resurrection. How you get to know that, Arthur, boy? You got to come through the gates of thanksgiving, through the course of praise, through the holy place, all the way into the presence of the Most High God, boy, where you just commune with God. Let me see if I can wrap this all up and say it in a simpler way, man. You know, all this is the means. All I'm saying is the means to one end. What end is that, boy? God just want to wrap his arms around you, man, love you, and walk and talk with you in the cool of the day. He just, man, wants you to come to the knowledge of, boy, if you believe in him and open up the door to your heart and allow him, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit to come live on the inside of you, that they ain't never going to leave you. They ain't never going to forsake you. And you have to, man, grow in the knowledge that they with you wherever so ever you go. And as you grow in the knowledge of that glory that I'm talking about, that God is with me, that would make me, that's why I said it make me not only to go boldly to the throne of God's grace, but to face every circumstance, situation, and something that I face in this world out here with boldness and confidence. Why? Because I know something, boy. And I'm not greater knowledge of it, growing and growing in the knowledge of it, man. It makes me bold and bold and bold. What? That great is he that's in me, and he that's in the world. Who's in me, boy? That God living on the inside of me. My Father, that the Holy Spirit living on the inside of me. That the Word of God living on the inside of me, glory. Everywhere I go, every step I make, even when I die, baby, they can get me up, raise me up, set me at it all right. Living on the inside of me. Good God. And boy, as I go in the knowledge of that bed, I come to a realization of something. What, boy? Of course, it's more my God asked my mama a long time ago, boy. She told me that it was like God asking it to me. It was like God was talking to me through her. Like I pray that God is speaking to you through me. And boy, she told me, she said, Lord, I asked her one time, how would you feel if you knew that everything was all right? And boy, she said, Lord, I feel great. And God said, well, feel that way. How you feel that way? How you feel that way, Lord? You got to know that everything is all right. You got to, in order for you to feel that way, you got to know that everything is all right. In order for you to know that everything is all right, you got to be more listening in his presence. When you know that he's with you wherever you go and that he ain't never going to leave you and he ain't never going to forsake you, if he got you even in physical death, that he ain't going to leave you in the hell and Hades and the graveyard, if you know that he got you, that you got the victory over death, you won't worry about nothing. You will know that everything is all right, no matter what you might face in this life. You will know, man, that you know beyond any shadow of a doubt, boy, that everything is all right. How is everything is all right, man? Because God is with you. Hallelujah. He's in you. He's not only with you, boy, he's on the inside of you. And boy, the more we come conscious of that, I told you what the whole thing is all about. He just wanted us to know, boy, that living. That separated us from him and got us separated from him and under the curse of the law and dead and trespasses and sin, that he took care of that. And as you come into his presence, then he gonna explain all that to you and teach you all about that. But he wants you to know first and foremost that he is. You belong to him, and he's responsible for you. And he saved you. He did that. That's what he did in his way of doing it. And what he wants you to come to the knowledge of, man, and not your way of trying to get saved, but his way of doing it. And, boy, you walking into reality of that. For what purpose? So that you can know that everything is all right. Because you don't just quote the scripture, boy, my life is in the hand of God. If you knew that you knew that you knew that your life is really in his hand, you wouldn't be worried about nothing. Listen, if the Lord is your shepherd, man, if the Lord, I ain't talking about man, no regular shepherd or the shepherd of the church or your pastor, but if that's good and everything, but if you, man, come to the realization, man, that the Lord is your shepherd, hallelujah, and you become more and more conscious of that, then you won't want for nothing. If the Lord is my shepherd, listen, I ain't talking about man, my pastor. That's good and everything else. But I'm talking about Jesus Christ, the Lord. The Bible, David said it this way, boy, the Lord is my shepherd. Who he talking about? Boy, he talking about man, God, and Jesus, the Holy Spirit. That's my shepherd. And if that's our shepherd, my Lord, you ain't have to worry about nothing. You ain't got to worry about what you're going to eat, how you're going to live, what you're going to make it, how you're going to pay this, how you're going to do all that. I don't mean, man, again, because, you ain't got concern about it, but I'm talking about you don't worry about it. Why? Because you know something, boy, that your Heavenly Father know that you have need of all these things. And if he take care of the little of the field and the bird of the air, and you think he won't take care of you, you just, why? But you just don't know that. Why you don't know that? Because, boy, you ain't been told that. And then those who've been told that don't have no faith in that. Why? Because they've been hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. See, what you have faith in is what you've been hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. But God said in time past, he spoke to us through the prophet. That's what you've been hearing and hearing and hearing. But in this day and time, he's going to speak to you himself. That's why he say, man, come boldly to the throne of God's grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Come get what you need. Well, that's the season. That's the period. What's the season mean? A season is an appointed time, a defining time. In this thing that we call time, that's measured by days and weeks and years and on and on and on that we live in. And in this thing called time, there are different seasons that God dealt with his people, man, in different, in this thing called time, different periods in time. And God has not always dealt the same with mankind the same way in every season in the history of mankind. But boy, in the season that he dealt with mankind in the day that you and I live in this season, when this season came 2,000 years ago. That's why I say, boy, Jesus come opening blind eyes and unstopping deaf ears. It was more than just physical. He was coming to open our blind eyes to who are blinded to the truths of God's word, man, and what God is really doing. He was unstopping not just physical deaf ears, but spiritual deaf ears. People, man, who were here but didn't hear. See and couldn't see. He didn't just come here, man, to hear those who were physically lame. Because, man, most important to hear those who were spiritually lame. And, man, it wasn't this thing to come in and raise Lazarus from the physical death. That was all right, man, but that was a type of shadow of what he really came to do. Come to raise man, all mankind from spiritual death and reconcile you back to God. Oh, Lord. Those are the things that you need to know. Those are the things that the devil don't ever want you to come to the mind of. He don't mind you having churches, singing and praising and putting on good service and all that. Man, that's a good thing, man. And entertaining one another. That's all good and everything else, man. But it's more to that than there. It's more to this thing than there. Well, Lord wants you to grow up in the grace and in the mercy of God, man. From little bitty babies, man. That's what God got, a whole bunch of little bitty babies, man. But, man, God knows you. Brother, send those babies out to battle, man. This reason was the sons of God manifest to destroy the works of the devil. And boy, this is the work of the devil, man. This is how the sons of God destroy the works of the devil. It's more about bringing man the babies, man, feeding the babies, man, the sincere milk of the word, and then the power of the word, and then a little bit stronger food, man. And as they're doing that, boy, the babies are growing up, man, and into children, and children into teenagers, and teenagers into young adults, man. Growing, man, in the knowledge, man, of God's will for their life. Glory to God. What that is, all them are becoming who we already are. Line up on line, precept upon precept, little by little by little by little. Listen, what's our responsibility in this season that God has given us? What did God command us to do? That's why I say, when you understand the season, then you know what you ought to do. Listen, what God say, listen, as you have received this grace, this mercy, and the ability, man, to come boldly into my presence and to grow in the righteousness of God and become the mighty men and mighty women that I keep telling you that you are. Not that I ought to keep telling you. God said, I'm keep telling you that you are mighty man. I just use him to do it through. Or listen to what he say, boy. Listen to what I say about what he say. He's just my spokesman. He's just, man, you know, my representative. He's just speaking, man. He just allowed me to use, boy, his lips to play to speak through. Why? So that you might know the truth. So the truth will set you free. God told, boy, Paul told Timothy, he said, Timothy, study to show yourself, watch this, approved unto God. A workman who need not be ashamed, watch this, rightly dividing the word of God. Remember I told you earlier, all of the Bible is written to us, but all of the Bible is not written for us. It was written for those people in that day and time, in that dispensation, and some of it, and then some of it was written to you and I, So you and I got to find the part that's written, man, got to come to the knowledge of that that's written to you and I, and, man, get under that administration. I know how God is dealing with mankind in that way, man, and grow in that. Because watch this as I close this radio broadcast and bring it to an end. If you don't understand the season, the time, and the season that you live in, then, man, you will find yourself living in past dispensation, a past season and time. Most of God's people are still living under the dispensation or the season that God was dealing with his people in Moses' day. Some of them are still under the law. The Bible says in Romans 10, you are no longer under the law. You have been redeemed from the curse of the law. But Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the law. I come to fulfill the law. I come to bring that dispensation, man, to an end and start a new dispensation, to begin a new dispensation. Glory to God. To do a new thing on the inside of you. Well, to restore back to you, to bring you back to the original intent, the original plan, the original purpose, the original destiny, the original thing that God had for your life. He said, hey, listen, I come to bring that back to you. Glory to God. Why? So that, man, you might walk in the reality of what it means to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. Listen, man, listen, God loves us. And everything that he's doing is a lead to that one end. What's that? He just want to hang out with you. He just want to love you so that you could go and become more everything that he say about you. He said some marvelous things about you. And as you come to the knowledge of the dispensation that you live in, and listen, don't do away with the law. That don't mean you ain't got to live according to the law. Same like I said, that don't mean you don't have to come through the gates of Thanksgiving, through the courts of prayer. You got to come through the law. The law got to be established on the inside of you. What I'm talking about will establish the law in our hearts and in our lives, man. Let me tell you something. When you get in the presence of the Lord and spend time in there and fellowship in there, let me tell you something. When you come out of there, you don't want to sin. The reason why most of us still spend our lives, because we don't spend no time in the presence of the Lord. Listen, the more time we spend in the presence of the Lord, I'm going to say it again. The more time we spend in the presence of the Lord, boy, the less you'll see. You don't want to see him in that way. You want to live holy. You'll be coming out of darkness into the marvelous light. You'll be coming out of sin. You'll be walking out of sin. The Bible says this, awake to righteousness and sin less. That means, boy, the more righteous you become, the less you'll see. See, in the other dispensation that you live in, you're doing it backwards. You're trying to sin less so that you can become more righteous. No, baby, the more righteous you be, the more you realize how righteous you already are, the less you'll sin. So you don't have to be worried about trying to sin less. You have to be mad working on living right. And boy, when you get in his presence, that's where you learn how to do that. Man. Hallelujah. 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 Not by power, nor by might, but by his spirit. And by my spirit, said the Lord. Hallelujah. It means by my spirit, said the Lord. God said, that's what I'm doing. Unless I build a house, you're labored in vain. This, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. That's what, like I told you, this is not what we're doing for him. It's not our work for him. It's not our righteousness. It's not our holiness. It's not none of that. This is what he's doing in and through us and bringing us to the knowledge of it so that we can cease from our works and enter into that rest. What rest is there, boy? Enter into the world, what he is doing. And let me tell you something about what he's doing. It's already done. It's finished. That's why I say, in this season, boy, that's what God bringing up to the mouth of this season. That it's already done. Hallelujah. That the power of sin has been broken over our lives, that the power of death has been broken out of our lives, and that, boy, we can walk in the reality of what it means to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. Hey, listen, y'all, my time is up. And what our God wants you to know is this, boy. Come on into the season that you're in, the grace of God. Come boldly. Come get a personal relationship with God. God want to meet you and talk to you himself. And God is saying, man, come boldly, all the way into his presence, and commune and fellowship with him, and obtain mercy and find grace to help you in every time you need it. I love you with the love of the Lord. Listen, my wife, John, and I, we pray God's best for your life. And if we can help you in any kind of way, come. contact is 713-870-3776. God bless. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you.